you let us paint a picture of a home out in the West, where the stars shine from the heavens on the scenes that we love best. On the mountains, hills, and valleys, on the plains and desert too. And the moon comes up in glory and casts its beams on you. Where you're bound to catch the spirit of the night bird on the wing, with the freedom of wide spaces, and your heart's just got to sing. Where the touch of evening breezes blow from out that boundless blue, like a blessing from the heavens, it reaches out to you. And should you, my weary traveler, perchance to pass this way, and seeking shelter from the night and rest till break of day, we hope you'll drop into our camp and join our roundelay. It's Pinto Pete and Ranch Boys, and you'll find us charming hosts. We'll give you some sweet music that'll keep away the ghosts.
Hey, Paul.
What are you talking about?
Is murder against the rules around here?
Well, I'm kind of afraid it is, Curly. But what's got you into that mood?
Well, look at Chuck. If he ain't the most awful sight you ever laid eyes on.
Say, what in the world has he got on? Yeah,
he's traded an old rope to one of those dudes that come out here for a pair of them fancy English riding pants.
Oh.
Now look at him strut.
Say, you know, he looks like he swapped legs with a blue jay and got cheated, don't he?
And the turned tail looks like they got wings.
Yeah.
Look like they're going to fly up and under him any second now.
Sure, come over here a second.
Right-o, old bean.
My goodness, listen at that. Say, sing something before I shoot it.
We sure will.
Now come along, boys, and listen to my tale, and I'll tell you my troubles on the old Chisholm Trail. Come a tie, yippee-yippee-yay, come a tie, yippee-yippee-yay. I started up the trail October 23rd, and I left old Texas with the two you heard. Come a tie, yippee-yippee-yay, come a tie, yippee-yippee-yay. With a $10 horse and a $40 saddle, I'm yelling and I'm punching these longhorn cattle. Come a tie, yippee-yippee-yay, come a tie, yippee-yippee-yay. Oh, it's cloudy in the west and a looking like rain, and my darned old slicker's in the wagon again. Come a tie, yippee-yippee-yay, come a tie, yippee-yippee-yay.
Isn't it? Say, Shug,
yeah.
You know, you'll have to get yourself a new pair of English riding boots if you're going to wear them fancy breeches.
I say you will.
That's what I'm going to do, Jack, the next time I'm in town.
Yeah. You mean to say you are going to wear them things all the time?
Sure, I'm sick of being a no-count cowboy, bronco buster. I'm going to be a gentleman.
Yeah. I'm going to be a puckered-up rattlesnake if I don't get them blame flapping britches off on you.
Oh, come on, Curly. Sing a song and stop worrying about Shug, will
you? I ain't worrying. He just makes me plump sick at the stomach, that's all. Well, he can be just whatever he wants to, but I'm going to keep on being a cowboy.
And a yodeling one, isn't it?
A cowboy's life is so happy and free. Out west where the laws don't bother me. Take all my troubles like a toy. I'm just a yodeling cowboy. And your friend is your friend. Out there all your cares and your worries end. You'll have no worries, nothing but joy. Come on and be a yodeling cowboy.
You look as if you saw a ghost.
What's on me? What are you talking about?
There's a centipede crawling up the back of your britches.
Well, my God, get him off. Wait,
get him off.
Hold steady. Now, don't move. Now, hold up.
Hurry up. Don't stand there talking. Get him off.
Stand still, I'm telling you. He's getting up to the top. There, I'll get him now. Now, wait a minute.
Ouch, he's biting me.
Hurry,
get him off.
I can't. He went down in your pants on the inside.
He's biting me. Do something, fella.
Yeah, let me get out my jacket.
Those off,
I'll cut out the back of these here pants.
Well, hurry up before he bites me.
Hold him steady there, fella.
Here's my knife. Now, steady. Now.
Hold him now.
Hey, don't cut my pants clean off.
Yes, I do. Them centipedes is dangerous. Now, there. Now, I got them off.
Don't throw my pants apart. Hey, Chuck, you done ruined my new britches.
Well, you low-down hound dog, what about me getting that centipede off of you?
Well, thanks, Curly, but I sure hate to lose them fancy britches. I'll have to go get the others on again.
See, that was mighty fine work on your part, Curly. Shug might have been badly bitten by that centipede.
He didn't have no centipede on him at all.
What?
What are you talking?
No, it was nothing but a little hunk of choya cactus. And when I got up close, I pushed it against it and jobbed it right into him. He thought it was a centipede.
Oh. Well, what'd you do it for?
I said I was going to put them there fancy britches off of him, and I sure did. I even burned them to boot.
Oh. Well, say, that's sure a good joke. Come on, boys, let's hit up something lively now so we can shake our hoofs.
Let her go!
Shook.
That might be a good idea, that. All right, take her away, boss.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross. The of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost heroes was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will sing to that old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown.
Say! That tune even brought old Shug back here.
Here I am.
Say, Shug.
Yeah.
I forgot something.
What's that?
Where's that $10 I gave you to carry for me this afternoon? That paper bill I'm talking about.
Well, that was in them pants that you sold in the fire, bug house. That
bug house. I feel sick. I'm going to turn in.
Remember, Curly, as ye sow, so shall ye reap.
You mean, as I sow, so shall I weep. Good night.
Well, let's play the wreck of the number 9.
On a cold winter night, not a star was in sight, and the north wind came howling down the line. With his sweetheart so dear, stood a brave engineer with his orders to pull old number 9. She kissed him goodbye with a tear in her eye, for the joy in his heart he could not hide. And the whole world was bright, for she told him that night, tomorrow she'd be his blushing bride. Oh, the wheels hummed a song as the train rolled along, and the black smoke come pouring from the stack. With his headlight agleam, seemed to brighten his dream. Tomorrow he'd be a-going back.
He sped down the hill, and his brave heart stood still, for a headlight was shining in his face. And he offered a prayer as he threw on the air, for he knew this would be his final race.
In the wreck he was found, lying there on the ground. He asked them to raise his weary head, and his breath slowly went when this message he sent to the maiden who thought that she would wed.
There's a little white home that I bought for our own, where I dreamed we'd be happy by and by. And I leave it to you, for I know you'll be true till we meet at the Golden Gate goodbye.
Sometimes it gets right lonely without a stranger's face from this or that big city or town or country place. We thank you, friends, for coming to our camp out on the plains. And if it's asking not too much, we hope you'll come again. Pinto Pete and his ranch boys say, adios, amigo.